This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
I remember when I lost my mind.
These aren't words. It's truth. It's not just claims. It's fact. President Trump, over and over again, as candidate Trump said, Hillary and Obama, along with NATO and the globalists, have armed radical Islam with Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and others, and they have turned them loose on our allies, and they are murdering Christians en masse, and my Pentagon sources have advised me on this, and when I get into office, we're going to destroy them in 6 months. Today is the six-month anniversary of his inauguration and his announcement to kill the TPP, to renegotiate NAFTA and GATT, to kill the carbon tax, to control our borders, and he's delivered in a royal flush. But the headlines from CNN and the New York Times, the Washington Post, MSNBC, ABC, NBC, CBS is, Trump doesn't get one piece of major legislation through. Trump's a failure. Trump's in shambles. Trump's under criminal investigation. And yes, he hasn't gotten any major legislation, meaning tax cuts or Obamacare repeal through, but a lot of other stuff that is actually major, has gotten through, massive regulations cut, and he's gotten so much done via the executive branch because they were unconstitutionally doing most of their globalist agenda through it. He was able to turn that back on them and kill it and then watch the economy go from sputtering and faltering and stalling, roaring back. And now the Federal Reserve announces huge increases coming in the next few months to the previous increases of the amount of money you have to pay to borrow. And as the interest increases, it's a wet blanket trying to stop the American system that empires have been trying to stop for 242 years. This is an amazing time to be alive. And I just tell it like it is, ladies and gentlemen. Trump has delivered, and it is just over-the-top bizarre to see all these liars and scumbags sit there and spew their lies with a straight face because it is so over-the-top ridiculous. And to see McCain, after serious brain surgery, having a large, malignant, fast-acting, most deadly brain tumor there is, associated with cell phone radiation, even Newsweek's admitting that, saying Trump's doing a horrible thing in Syria, that he's with the Russians. Our military made that deal 5 years ago and told Obama we weren't going to back him. And now we've smashed ISIS, and Assad's making noises about leaving, which is a deal he agreed to once they kicked the invading forces out of the country. And the White House has come out and said we want to see Assad now begin to move to leave. Ending the wars, ending the civil wars, ending the Al-Qaeda ISIS offensive. Now having Al-Qaeda and ISIS in two small neighborhoods of two cities, absolutely on the run and admitting they've been destroyed. Of course, they came in on their convoys from all over the Middle East, from all over the world, protected by Obama, by Hillary, the modern founders of the Al-Qaeda, Wahhabist, Al-Nusra, known as ISIS, Islamic State, is their country, between Syria and Iraq. And they spin that with their bizarre, twisted, upside-down, inverted alchemy that Trump is bad for cleaning up their treasonous, outrageous criminal activities that they and CNN and others backed and promoted and funded. And he signed an order killing all funding to the rebels because they're all Al-Qaeda. Let's go out to break with the president, to their horror, saying ISIS is falling fast while visiting with the military.
Be a day long remembered.
Globalism is falling.
fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Today I'm excited to announce that a new limited shipment of DNA Force has finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting list who've signed up for AutoShip to receive out-of-stock products like DNA Force, and we are now once again expected to sell out very, very soon. And when it comes to a formula that is such a game-changer like DNA Force, we never know when we will be able to secure an additional supply of the key ingredients. The secret behind DNA Force is its powerful lineup of patented ingredients like CoQ10, systematic enzymes, NAR, lipoic acid, BioPQQ, and many others. BioPQQ alone is backed by an unprecedented 175 clinical studies. And just one batch of this stuff costs us more than $30,000. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and read the reviews for yourself. Over 700 reviews have given DNA Force an unheard of 4.8 out of 5 stars through our third-party certified review agency, Power Review. Take advantage of this new limited shipment and get DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
It's Friday, the 21st day of July, 2017. We have a loaded raft of informative guests today. I'm going to work on getting Roger Stone on as we speak because Mr. Scaramucci is next in line to be communications director at the White House, and that's the word, is that he's who's being looked at to be announced probably next week. After Sean Spicer just resigned, the news was announced 2 minutes ago. So that is breaking. Sean Spicer resigns as White House press secretary. The embattled press secretary, Sean Spicer, the White House press secretary, resigned on Friday morning, telling President Trump he vehemently disagreed with the appointment of the New York financier, Anthony Scaramucci, as communications director. So I guess that's going to be announced. Mr. Trump offered Mr. Scaramucci the job at 10 a.m. The president requested that Mr. Spicer stay on. Mr. Spicer told Mr. Trump that he believed the appointment was a major mistake, according to a person with direct knowledge of the exchange. You see, I hadn't even seen this New York Times piece yet. I just knew the inner workings a few months ago and a few weeks ago from my sources that Scaramucci was being looked at. I just learned it during the break when they just said, boom, on Fox News that the resignation had come. They pulled up the New York Times. who's always got their ear to the ground. And I guess the word is from Spicer, who's constantly leaking information to anybody that'll listen, that he doesn't like Scaramucci. Who, by the way, they would do stuff in the last 6 months, like come in and say, the president has fired you. Get your stuff and get out. That's what Rince Priebus would do. And then Scaramucci would call some of his confidants and they'd say, don't go. Say you want to meet with the president or you want to see it in a letter. And then the president would be like, I didn't fire Scaramucci. And Scaramucci the whole time has been giving the president accurate intel on what they're planning. And that's why the globalists are completely panicking right now. Because they're getting rid of the people they can't trust, that are rhinos, that are neocons, that are playing both sides, that are scared. Like Spicer hiding in the bushes when Trump fired the FBI director. You don't need people that are hiding in the bushes having panic attacks and drinking gallons of vodka on the job. Spicer reportedly has a little refrigerator full of vodka that he's imbibing in quite a bit. And I don't want to sit here and attack Spicer, but I know all this stuff about Spicer from multiple sources, and I never released any of it because he wasn't publicly going against the president. But Spicer is showing his hand now, jumping ship publicly, because Mueller, who 98% plus of his donations from his law firm are to the Democratic Party and to Bill and Hillary Clinton. Yes, he was appointed by George W. Bush, who's a globalist, covered up the Saudi involvement in 9/11, covered up so much. And so that's the bottom line of what's going on behind the scenes, is that Scaramucci is a Bannon constitutional patriot. And they have been trying to shut him down and get him fired since day one. And repeatedly, they would leak stuff trying to get Scaramucci in trouble. And so this is a very good sign that when they tried to put Scaramucci over Spicer, that he flipped out and left. The moles are being exorcised from the host. Anthony Scaramucci expected to be named White House Communications Director. And I heard this months ago, and I just kept my little trap shut. And boy, I tell you, that just proves how good our sources are. That is amazing. Guys, they've got my cell phone. The crew does, because Dude was downloading videos I shot this morning. Please get me my phone, because I need to call some of these sources during the next break. I need to call some people I have pretty close to the old White House. Leave it to you that way. But wow, because I heard this months ago, and I thought that it was a bit fanciful, because if this happens and this is accurate, it means the other stuff I was told was accurate. And these sources have only been accurate. I mean, some of these sources are as high as you can go in the executive branch. Leave it at that. The media knows that. Doesn't like that. But this is such a good sign. Trump is so real. This just boggles my mind how real he is, how amazing he is. Let's get Cernovich on to pop in. Let's get Roger Stone. I know you guys have been calling him for 10 minutes. He hasn't been answering, but I need to get him on immediately, and I need to talk to him. He's already on. He's already on at 12:30, huh? Just get him on now. Get him on now. He can come back on at 12:30, too, because he'll know more then. Because I need to talk to him during the break, too. I don't know. He's one of my sources, obviously, but I've got four others. I'm just going to leave it at that. And they've all said the same thing about this internal battle going on. But I want to be real careful about how much I release. And Roger is officially working here. He'll officially be employed by InfoWars as a contractor. I guess is the term. August 1st. Hey, buddy, I'm live on air right now. I've got you on air. I know you're on at 1:30 your time, 12:30 mine. But can you pop in right now about Scaramucci and all this?
Sure. Can we do it by phone?
Yes. Nico will call you right now.
All right. I'm ready.
All right, thank you. So he's got most other phone numbers on Do Not Disturb, because his phone rings constantly. but he doesn't have my number on Do Not Disturb. That's why I've got to call for Nico. It's not Nico's fault. We just need to make sure he gets your number off Do Not Disturb. I don't blame him. I've seen it when he takes his phone off Do Not Disturb. It's ringing continually. Hundreds of messages an hour. That's why he's got a secretary sitting there during the day trying to handle it. But you can't get a hold of Roger Stone at night. I mean, his phone just rings, 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 rings. It's insane. Because he wouldn't be able to make a phone call if he didn't have it on Do Not Disturb. So, we're going to... Yeah, I'm going to not talk about this right now until I talk to Roger. We'll talk to him on air and see what how much he thinks we ought to put out here. But let me just tell you something. This country is in the middle of a civil war. If you're watching on Facebook, you notice the headline is, Obama prepared military for martial law on election day. I told you this previously because I was told this by Army sources I have in special operations that they'd never seen such a mobilization and that they believe that conservatives might fight back when Hillary won. But as you notice, the best laid plans of mice and men often go astray. Madam President, I bought this for like $3.25 off eBay. They printed hundreds of thousands of them. They didn't print Mr. President Newsweek special editions, commemorative editions. Here, let's just look at the commemorative edition. But the big news here is they had martial law prepared to basically take over the states, take over the government in case there was a rebellion by the states. But because we actually had an election, they were unable to steal all the states. They stole five, tried to steal an additional six. They were unable to go ahead and launch that martial law plan. Now they've got an ongoing civil war inside the deep state going on. It's not really deep state against us. It's a deep state civil war. And the public is critical deciding which way this is going to go. Obama's secret plan to deploy the military on election day. That's out of the New York Post. Zero Hedge has it. The document's now public. Homeland Security was going to federalize the nation, basically. And now look at the president's advisory commission on election fraud. Already has found 1,000 proven cases of election and voter fraud. And with indexes from Harvard, they now the computer algorithm shows 5.7 million were estimated to have voted illegally or repeatedly in dead people's names. That's Harvard. That's why they're like, oh, there's no election fraud. While the Democrats brag in, what, 11 states they tried to pass laws to let illegals vote. They're trying to legalize illegals voting. They've got voter programs to get them registered in all these Democrat states where you can't show an ID and you get a voter registration card. Oh, but, and we have all the Democratic officials on video, like eight different ones from New York, Chicago, D.C., National, saying, oh, we have, you know, people voting at least 10 times in dead people's names. We bust them around. There's not an effing thing. Let's get this break. There's not an effing thing, quote, the American people can do about this. And then they go, oh, don't look into election fraud. And then we look, and everywhere we look, it's intense. Election fraud, organizing voter fraud. Because they confuse it between retail voter fraud and election fraud. It's all election fraud. There isn't anybody engaged in voter fraud they've ever caught that's doing it on their own. It's being directed off of obituary databases, looking at voter rolls, and then handing out the names and busing people to precincts on average 10 times a day to vote on election day. Joining us is Roger Stone. Roger, I'm glad you could come on such short notice. You're already scheduled to be on coming up in about an hour. Because obviously you've been an amazing source on Scaramucci. Other sources told me the same thing, that if the realignment did happen and that we brought in Bannon-type patriots, that we would see Scaramucci put in as communications director. Separately, we also know that there's been a full-on push to remove Scaramucci, but they failed. From my intel, which you're just obviously part of, but I've got it from other sources as well, this shows a major realignment's about to happen. Just like day 70, he kind of turned towards the establishment trying to work with them because they lied to him and said they would. He wanted to compromise just to get stuff done because he's so worried about the economy stalling. As he said, they screwed him. 30 days later, he turned back towards populism hardcore with a serious jerk to the right in their view. And now I think this is going to signify he's going into full war mode with them, with the Mueller fishing expedition. He's not going to wait till they kill the economy and then try to bring him down. He's going to try to rally the people and absolutely go into full war mode, which is the only way to be victorious. Is that an accurate analysis, Roger Stone?
Alex, I think that's a pretty good assessment of the situation. First of all, the appointment of Anthony Scaramucci, who is a very capable guy, a true patriot, and a Trump loyalist. His loyalty is not to the Republican Party, it's to Trump and the Trump agenda, has long been resisted by Reince Priebus, Sean Spicer, and the establishment mandarins within the Trump White House. I think this shift is really a manifestation of the extremely poor handling of the Donald Trump Jr. saga, which the White House allowed to drip drop out over almost a 10-day period, as opposed to releasing it all the Friday before our last holiday, which they were urged to do, and at least they rejected.
And again, any moron at a college-level journalism course knows you bury something on a Friday evening, you dump it all. So that was deliberate them. And now Spicer, proving his true colors, is in the New York Times saying how horrible Scaramucci is and that that's why he left. So he is not just leaving, he's stabbing the president in the back, which reportedly he's been doing behind the scenes the entire time.
Extraordinarily disloyal. Of course, we have to remember he was never for Donald Trump for president anyway. This is the same Sean Spicer who said back in September of last year that if Trump didn't get his poll numbers up, the Republican National Committee should suspend its financial support of his candidacy. Unheard of. Just unheard of. Completely ignores the fact that the Republican National Committee exists as the pleasure of the nominee and certainly of the president. Just shows that they think that they are a fiefdom and an establishment organization unto themselves.
Does this signify, though, that with Mueller's biggest fishing expedition in history, 98% plus, it's like 98.6% of the donations of the law firm of Mueller to the Democrats, to Hillary, to Bill, expanding it to all his associates, the whole campaign, all financials. No one's perfect according to federal law. They can indict a ham sandwich, as the FBI director famously said. How far is this going to go? To me, this signifies Trump's battening down the hatches, which is good, and it also signifies that Spicer's evacuating because he thinks that he's siding with the deep state.
I think you have to read between the lines on the president's terrific interview with the New York Times conducted by Maggie Haberman, where he correctly, I think, expressed a lack of confidence in Jeff Sessions. I mean, we have now a FISA court decision proving that the Obama administration illegally surveilled, spied on, and charted the phone calls and other communications of tens of thousands of Americans that illegally unmasked them, all for political purposes, yet Obama has not been arrested. Susan Rice has not been arrested. James Clapper has not been arrested.
And you've got Hillary with all the illegal servers, all the uranium, all the Chinese-Russian deals, and they're completely dirty, caught red-handed, and they point at Trump, who's done nothing wrong but tried to find dirt on Hillary, and say, remove him. You're right, he's got to move against him. Here is the president, surreptitiously, again, I guess, recorded by the New York Times, but here it is.
Sessions gets the job. Right after he gets the job, he recuses himself.
Is that a mistake?
Well, Sessions should have never recused himself. And if he was going to recuse himself, he should have told me before he took the job, and I would have picked somebody else.
Mm-hmm. He gave you no heads up at all.
Zero. Okay. Mm-hmm. So Jeff Sessions takes the job, gets into the job, recuses himself. I then have, which frankly, I think is very unfair to the president. How do you take a job and then recuse yourself? If he would have recused himself before the job, I would have said, thanks, Jeff, but I can't, I'm not going to take it. It's extremely unfair, and that's a mild word, to the president. So he recuses himself.
Now, let's be specific. This is one of the most important things I've ever said, so please listen carefully, listeners. This country's gotten run into a ditch by people covering their butts, CYA. We're going into entropy. We're going into collapse. And I like Sessions. He's been an honorable man. He killed open borders and globalism four times in the Senate when they were trying to pass bills secretly. I like Sessions, but judges don't recuse themselves unless they've got a conflict. He doesn't have a conflict. He never did anything. He got bullied and intimidated in CYA. And if the Republican Party keeps doing their old CYA, the Democrats are going to overthrow the entire system and bring in martial law, as is in the New York Post and the Atlantic Monthly. They admit they know they've lost the mind of the people. They admit they've committed all these crimes. They're going for broke. They're cornered rats. You can give them no quarter. Roger, I'm ranting. Recap about Scaramucci. Recap what this really signifies with Spicer. Recap why you think it's good that he's exposing what's happening with Sessions. And I totally agree. He's got to go all out now while he's still got the people behind him, or they're going to bring not just him down, but this country. This is America on death watch with the Democratic Party allied with Orthodox radical Islam, anti-God, anti-Christian, anti-family. They mean to finish us. We must now finish them. Stone.
Alex, I think it's very important people understand the ramifications of what we're talking about. When Jeff Sessions recused himself on the question of Russia, that empowered the Deputy Attorney General, Rod Rosenstein, who then turned around and appointed one of his best friends, Robert Mueller, to investigate the president. Rosenstein has worked for the Bushes and the Clintons. Why he's even in the Trump Justice Department is a question of some note. Wall Street Journal hailed his appointment, saying that he would be a leavening influence on the right-wing Jeff Sessions. Give you some idea where this guy's coming from. He, based on his own authority, directed by no one, appointed Mueller as a special counsel. In other words, as the executioner. Now, normally, special counsels are appointed when there is an enormous wealth of evidence that a crime has been committed.
A.K.A. the Clintons.
In this case, there is none. And also when the Justice Department has some egregious conflict. Jeff Sessions met twice with the ambassador of the Soviet Union, and he couldn't even call the meetings. He met him, he passed by him in a reception, and they exchanged words.
And that's what senators do.
Particularly senators who are members of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. It's part of their job.
Pelosi met 30-something times.
So in this particular case, the reason we have Mueller, the reason we have the sword of Damocles hanging over the president's head and this leftist plot to remove him despite of a absence of evidence, is because Jeff Sessions recused himself. Simply that. We would not be where we are today were that not the case. What the president must do now is to fire Rosenstein and fire Mueller. And then if they want to try to impeach him, take all comers. On the basis of what? Mueller's coaching of Comey just prior to his testimony, there's the reason for his firing.
Absolutely. And the president...
There's no partiality.
And the president has the trifecta now. He's got to move against these criminals now. Let's play a clip from Newt Gingrich laying it out. Here it is.
The Mueller investigation has so many conflicts of interest, it's almost an absurdity. The law firm he comes from gave 99.81% of his donations to Hillary Clinton last year. That's right, 0.19% went to Donald Trump. The people that he's been hiring are all anti-Trump lawyers. Several of them have very bad records of hiding information from the defense. And one case was rebuked by the Supreme Court on a 9-0 vote. And it's hard to understand why he would assemble such a team unless it was a deliberate effort to go after the president and the president's team. I think that...
This is the most biased lynch mob of executioners ever assembled in modern history. Even real Democrat liberals like Dershowitz and Jonathan Turley are saying, this is insane. The president should fire all these people. This is a rogue group. And the media is acting like Mueller's the new president and that he's Jesus Christ come down from heaven.
Yeah, it's really extraordinary. If you go to my page, Stone Cold Truth, I wrote a piece about a week ago called The Three Amigos. It's important to understand the extent to which Rosenstein, Comey, and Mueller are best friends.
They have aided each other's career. They have covered for each other. And they have all been executioners for the Bushes and the Clintons. These
That's right.
Worked for the deep state.
We're going to post your article at InfoWars.com. Roger Stone, stay there. I want to talk about what Trump needs to do now. This is a big deal. Five more minutes on the other side than all the other news. Stay with us. Roger Stone's coming up again later via video Skype. I'm Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, Roger Stone's leaving us in about 5 minutes. He's going to be back on later. And guess who else is on? Michael Caputo of the White House, of the Trump operations that they've been demonizing and going after and claiming that, you know, this guy who was in the campaign is somehow working for the Russians because he was sent in by the CIA as part of U.S. aid to keep Yeltsin in power. And so then they use the file on him to then say, oh, look, he lived in Russia for 10 years. This is next level. He's going to be joining us because he testified in secret, just like they wanted Stone to do. Then they gave a transcript to the congresswoman, but not to the media or him, and then accused him of perjury. So that's coming up. Give us a little foray, a little preview of that, Roger. And then let's get back into just a recap of what this signifies. Sean Spicer being basically having Anthony Scaramucci put over him, who's a patriot, and then saying, fine, he's leaving, and then giving his reasons to the New York Times, extremely disloyal. So what does this overall signify?
A total lack of professionalism, in my opinion. You'd never see this from Michael Caputo. Michael Caputo is a young conservative. I met him when he was this press secretary for Congressman Jack Kemp. Long active in anti-communist activities, actually helped the freedom fighters in Nicaragua. And he did work for the United States Information Agency in a program.
Let's back up here for a minute, Dan. What would you advise the president to do or the public at this point to promote and push and lobby for in this civil war the Democrats admit they basically started? Because they admit they want to declare the entire election to be a fraud once they get Trump and remove many Republicans who were elected in 2016, put Homeland Security over the elections thereafter, controlled by the Democrats, and basically ending our political system as we know it and completing our mission into being a country like Venezuela.
Number one, begin the prosecutions of the Obama National Security Gang, Ben Rhodes, Susan Rice, Valerie Jarrett, Clapper, Brennan, Rogers, over the unmasking. You do not win on defense. You only win on offense. They have broken the law, and these are crimes far more serious than Watergate. Secondarily, we need election law reform, and the president's doing the right thing with this election commission. And we've already proven that the mainstream claim that there is no voter fraud is a fraud itself. American people need to know that. Secondarily, I think the president's got to, or thirdly, he's got to go his own way on health care, and particularly on the corporate tax cut. Should not let the establishment Republicans get him off of his reform agenda. Only a radical reform agenda is going to rally our voters for the 2018 election. And no more closed-door hearings on anything pertaining to Russia. Let's have it all right out front with the American people can hear it all, House and Senate. What they did to Michael Caputo, having him testify in secret, then accusing him of perjury when he has no access to the transcript, nor does the public. That's a kangaroo court.
Something else I've noticed is almost everybody they're going after has an Italian last name. Is there some type of underlying waspish or establishment, East Coast, Harvard discrimination there? Because I know in the old blue blood elites, that goes on.
You know, it's funny you should mention that. When I was on WBEN in Buffalo with Michael Caputo the other day, we mused about the fact that we're both Italian Americans and that we're in the crossfire. As has been Scaramucci. You know, there are, unfortunately, still a lot of people out there who think that just because you're Italian-American means you're affiliated with organized crime. It's really insulting.
Well, maybe you guys are just loyal to America and not trying to sell the country out.
Well, we're loyal to Donald Trump, and we're loyal to try to save this country.
All right, Roger, get to your Skype.
Without.
Absolutely. We're going to talk to you in an hour via Skype. Thank you, Roger. StoneColdTruth.com or InfoWars.com. Let me just stop at this moment for just a second with everybody. Twitter has announced, quote, they've increased censorship 10 times from last year. Now, that's Twitter saying we're censoring and we've increased it tenfold against conservatives and libertarians. You're not going to bully liberals. So while they're saying kill Trump, kill Alex Jones, kill everybody, beating people up, the head of Twitter, there it is in Recode, says it will punish 10 times more users for being abusive than it was a year ago. They're just introducing us to communist Chinese style. You're not allowed to show the president, the dictator of China, with Winnie the Pooh, because that's, quote, abusive as well. They call it bullying. Literally, that was a popular meme in China. You get forced labor 3 years for showing an image of him with Winnie the Pooh. And it's the same thing here. So Twitter's been blocking us. YouTube's been blocking us. Mark Dice is coming up later. He got blocked out of his YouTube for a few days. They were just going to shut it down. They've told us that they're on the verge of shutting down our main channel with close to 2 billion views and 2-plus million subscribers. And that's just one of our many channels. Just our channels have 4 billion views altogether. Fan channels, YouTube, back when I was still able to talk to one of their vice presidents, they partnered with us a few years ago and were in contact with us, but he got moved somewhere else and doesn't talk to us anymore. But he was the number two guy at YouTube, we talked to him many times, said that they were able to look at all the numbers, and it was, this is like 5 years ago, 5+ billion political views. That's the biggest political channel on YouTube, because I let everybody post our videos. So they want to shut down, and Facebook, Google, Twitter is all announcing together this week that they're going to start censoring us more, because they're moving against Trump. They're moving against the Make America Great agenda. They're moving against us reestablishing sovereignty, reestablishing borders, cutting taxes for the middle class, bringing back the hundreds of billions of dollars in corporate taxes that the big corporations lobbied to make it prohibitive to have corporations here domestically to move our jobs overseas. That's what globalism is teaching Americans to sit down and shut up via economic warfare, bringing us to heel. Remember Hillary said blacks are super predators? They've got to be brought to heel. Well, that's just her view of everybody. You read the WikiLeaks, it's all about keeping their constituents down, keeping them poor, keeping them desperate, keep them in the dark, and calls you basement dwellers. She says you live with your parents, and she says you're baristas who want everything free, and that she's not going to give it to you because it isn't there. But she'll still tell you it's there, and then you get mad at her when she doesn't deliver it to you. It's only there for her. So you go to Bernie, and you say, give us all the free money. He says, I'll do that. Yeah, just like his wife took over disabled shelters and threw everybody out on the street and sold it, just like she took over colleges and bankrupted it, but not before she got millions of dollars for herself and her friends. These are pigs, just like Venezuela, just like North Korea. You think Kim Jong-un is going to give you some free stuff? See, once they get control, they go, hey, I'll give you something free, free forced labor till you starve to death. Now worship me or you don't get any food. The problem is just a little bit of free market creates so many choices, so much decadence that we turn into retarded slobs. I don't know a liberal poverty pimp that isn't running bank scams and isn't ripping off poor people and isn't managing a big group of helpless people under their control. That's what these vampires do. Bernie Sanders never worked a stinking day in his life. He's a big, evil shyster. And he knows it. And he hates you. But you don't care. You want to get suckered one more time, don't you? Libertarians and conservatives, on average, pay 3 times what anybody else pays. We're 6 times more likely to give to charity and 9 times less likely to steal and give tips, on average, 4 times the size of a Democrat or a liberal. Don't believe me? University studies are replete. Democrats don't give tips. Democrats don't pay good wages. You get to be interns. You never get anything because that's how they want to keep you. Because they ran the plantations, they ran the KKK, they ran the sharecropping, and they run you real good. And they got the Republican blue blood scumbags, the psychopaths that are just as bad or worse. And they're working with them to screw you over. It's a big club, to quote George Carlin, and we ain't in it. The American club is about trying to set something up where it's not about what elite you're from or how you manage a government contract or how you get a monopoly, but what you really produce. And then that raises the bar, and everybody starts excelling. Best thing that ever happened to me was growing up in Dallas and having quite a few rough scrapes. I look back on that, and it was so formative, so good, so wonderful. Now, I almost died a few times. But that which doesn't kill us only makes us stronger. As Victor Hugo said, adversity makes men, prosperity makes monsters. you've got these nihilistic people that have no idea what they're even dealing with. We're going to play something very special that Darren McBreen and Walker put together. One of our great graphics people, Walker. That takes that video from last week that now has got like 20 million views. And it's been written about in hundreds of newspapers. That has set us a whole new fan base of young people. Kind of breaking into the whole PewDiePie sphere. We put together a version where everything I say is documented with video clips, news articles, except for one thing McBreen forgot to put in, which is fine. I say they want to eat babies, and I have mainstream news, Daily Mail, Associated Press, China taking dead babies they kill that are one child. They have a girl. They drown the baby. Then they turn them into powder, and then it's injected into women's lips as collagen, into women's faces, into women's butts, men's faces, butts. A lot of metrosexual men and things now. And we didn't put an article up there about baby parts wrapped in gold foil out of China caught going into Europe, or children or one child in China turned into collagen. We didn't show that. That's the one thing in retrospect, in hindsight, that we didn't add. But so I'm just as a proviso or a epilogue, just adding that too. There it is. Thousands of pills filled with powdered human baby flesh discovered by customs officials in South Korea coming out of China. That's just one article. So here, for radio listeners, you'll just hear the song. You go to Infowars.com/show, or later it'll be archived. It's up on Infowars.com, the video itself right now, where we took the Super Deluxe Time Warner hit piece that's been seen 20 million times now. Biggest hit they've ever had on Super Deluxe. Their other biggest videos just have a million views or so. 20 million on their platforms last time I checked. 20 million as of Friday last week when it went up at 9 a.m. So we're about 7 days and a few hours into this. 20 million, top video on the internet last weekend. And we've now taken it and we added documentation to the whole thing. It's a very important information warfare weapon. It's on Infowars.com. Please post it on Facebook. Please retweet it. Get around the censors. Copy it to your channel because they're moving to shut down our channel. Then I intend to, unfortunately, have to file suit against Google, the parent company, but it just has to be done. And the groups involved calling for censorship. We know who they are from leakers. So get this video copied while it's still up. Here it is.
Christian murderers gone now, and giant death factories keeping babies alive, selling their body parts. What more do you need to know about these people? I go out and face these scum. They literally crawl out from under us. They have green looking skin, and they run around screaming, "We love Satan, we wanna eat babies." I have them on video.
I kill my kids.
Hillary's in the creepy, weird, sick stuff, man.
We came, we saw, we died.
She sleeps in the same room with that creepy, weird woman whose mother wears a hood over her head. That woman, number one, is ugly. Imagine how bad she smells, man. I told her and Obama just stink. Obama and Hillary both smell like sulfur.
There's a guy on the radio who apparently Trump's on his show frequently. He said, "Me and Hillary are demons. Said we smell like sulfur." Ain't that something?
I have never seen or smelled any woman like that, ever.
People are telling me she smells.
Who could not notice someone who smelled that bad?
In a room, vampire, five, seven, round. Spirit gets close to that evil and I feel it go. We'll such self-centered crap. We don't even notice and it's out rising up against us. Millions upon his people of the very worst type, and I'm so pissed. We're gonna sell your daughter at the mall. Oh, gonna steal your wife, your son.
watching Fox News as I worked out this morning, and they had the police chief on making excuses from that town of Minnesota. And they had the Fox News host, this is the Fair and Balanced channel, going, Donald Trump really stepped in at this time. He said it was a bombing before it had officially been called a bombing, and Hillary's on him, and she's got some really good points. All right, there you go. That video's up on Infowars.com. Extremely powerful when we add everything. The only thing that you could say isn't exactly accurate. I say literal potbelly goblin demons coming after us. And I show Jerry Epstein and Bill Clinton that are known child rapists and fly around on airplanes with kidnapped kids. And I'm just saying they're like vampires. But that's an allegory. But everything else, documented. And I show the police going, we love our Somalis. We love our Muslims, too. Oh, they're so good. Oh, they're so sweet. And they're stabbing people. There's even video of it. And then the police saying, with signs out, we love our Somalis in Minnesota. The answer when Somalis, you know, stabbed like 9 people in 1 week just randomly is to go, we love our Somalis. We love our Muslims, too. We love Stockholm Syndrome. Oh, it's so good. Infowars.com is under attack because we're in the middle of the battle and dealing serious blows on the enemy. But we need your hopes, your prayers, and support now more than ever.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming up, we have two videos, one that we produced, another that Mark Dice posted on his channel that I believe somebody else produced, that is extremely powerful. Both of them are. 6 months of Trump administration today. This is 6 months. And the contributions, the successes, the devastation of the globalist, the untying the bowling ball that was tied to our leg, the ball and chain, it is just amazing. And he's only done this with executive power. He's been completely blocked by the horrible, sycophantic, cowardly, evil, rhino slime bags. And now, with Scaramucci as communications director and Spicer scurrying off, leaking to the New York Times, look for Priebus and others to be next, and the word is this signifies a hardcore turn to even more of Trump's base, which is the restoration of this republic. That is all coming up. Stefan Molyneux is going to pop in. Michael Caputo, the Trump campaign being persecuted, going to give you big exclusive breakdowns on the secret testimony that they're now using, the fact it was secret to lie about him. Mark Dice, Mike Cernovich, and so much more today. This is going to be a transmission. But before we go any further, we need funding. The enemy's after us. We got great products. See, to fund ourselves, I sell really great products at very affordable prices. So you like them, and you use them, and you want to order them more. See, I don't think like a globalist. I treat you how I want to be treated. And you treat me like that, and I love you. You're awesome. It is such a pleasure that they want to destroy us, and they can't because you support us, and you pray for us, and you spread the articles, and you buy the products, and you just absolutely are committed. Oh, you're awesome. It's just unbelievable how we rub it in their faces and how our will's stronger than theirs. Ladies and gentlemen, we had to end the super male vitality, super female vitality, the X2 and the Brain Force because they're selling out. And I don't like to just do discounts so good that we're sold out for a month or two before more comes in. There's a limited supply left. Sign up for auto ship conditional, 10% off. But now, we only do this a few times a year. 66% off Silver Bullet. That's $24 in stores for the very same colloidal silver. We just private label it from the big national top manufacturer, 30 parts per million. 66% off retail. $9.95. Strawberry Caveman just got in. 25% off. Caveman combo with chocolate and strawberry. 25% off. Super Silver Special. Silver Bullet, colloidal silver. Super Blue Toothpaste, colloidal silver, fluoride free, and iodine. Power Toothbrush, which is an amazing, amazing, amazing electric toothbrush that has impregnated silver end as well. 50% off retail. That's almost a loss leader. I can tell you right now, we buy those toothbrushes for like $11 and sell them for $20. And at 50% off, that's a loss leader on the toothbrush. I just want you to see how cool they are. ProPure Traveler, 30% off, $132. Blows away all the other major gravity-fed filters that sell the same type of unit that isn't as good for $225. ProPure is amazing. Infowarsstore.com. Alexa Pure Breeze, amazing. Air filtration system, comparable units are $400. They were like $1,000 a few years ago. They're all getting cheaper because of miniaturization of technology. But $200 is a great deal. $149.96, 25% off retail. Usually we discount to $189. That is devastating price right there. Amazing. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 33% off. Knockout, 50% off. Prostagard, 33% off. Conservatism is a new counterculture coffee mugs, 33% off. Myco ZX, 46% off, even though it's a bestseller because I want you to see how great it is. 46% off on the other side of the equation of probiotic. That's Myco ZX, DNA 4, 20% off. InfoWarsLife.com. Support the operation. Savage the enemy. Get free. Break their spirit. Never give up. We're going to stop killing the babies. We're going to crush the Satanists. Yes. Myco ZX is back in after 5+ months sold out. Talk about next level probiotic. It's the antifungus, anti-yeast, latest technology, 4.8 stars.